Joining me live over the phone this morning is Josh Durrell, once again the CEO of the Wyoming Business Council. Mr. Durrell, good morning. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Duke. Doing really well. Hope everybody had a good Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I think it went okay. Same to you. Hope it was all right. And as always, appreciate you joining us over here in Western Wyoming and discussing what's going on with the Wyoming Business Council. And Josh, we've had you on in previous weeks to talk about the CARES Act funding and different things that have gone out to Wyoming businesses across the state. Well, now it looks like it's time to make sure that money was used for its correct purpose. Tell us about the audit program that will be rolling out shortly with the Business Council.
Yeah, you bet. Actually, the audit program is it's really in full swing from the applicant's point of view, the grantee's point of view, because last week, actually the week before, we asked for the documentation that is required for auditing. And so we asked about 300 companies for their information that will help us determine their losses, as well as the way those monies were spent in certain programs. And so we've been collecting that, and then we will pass that to our third-party auditors here today. Actually, today we'll be sending that over to them, and they'll begin what's called a desk audit, where they basically sit down, look at the application, look at the documentation that was provided, and do a little match-up to make sure that that everything was legitimate.
So these 300 businesses obviously have already been selected, as you said. Were they just chosen at random?
So the way that works, Duke, is that there are some industry standard practices for that random selection, and it's based on essentially a number of factors that we take a look at the applications. In some way, you could almost look at them as risk factors for audit, and so those are put into different groups. And then a percentage of each of those groups is selected based on those risk factors. So it is random, but it's also based on a number of risk factors that raise flags during the process.
And so is this going to be done in waves, or is this just a one-time thing? If a business did not receive this request for information, is there going to be another round, or is this the only time?
Right now, this is the only round. We took a look at all of the programs that we've been working on used the applications from all of the programs. So it's not just the first few programs. It's all really five of them if you take a look at those programs across the board. And so this is the audit, and we're hoping to have it completed by probably about the middle of the month or that third week of December.
We're speaking this morning with Josh Durrell, the CEO of the Wyoming Business Council. And Josh, as we wrap up this CARES Act funding, as the state knows, and as you know, of course, this all came together really, really quick with COVID-19. What do you think the Business Council learned from this year in distributing all these CARES Act funding? What were some things that you think worked really, really well? And if hopefully not have to do it again because of a pandemic like this, what's some things you may have tweaked?
I guess we learned a lot of lessons over the course of this year. You know, one of the first things that we learned was making sure that we communicated this out to the state in as broad a way as possible. And so after that first program, we really went hard about communicating and made sure that we were able to communicate through all the various channels, with the social media, radio programs like yours, newspapers, press releases, that kind of thing, as well as getting our partners involved. And so that was a big learning lesson, and just making sure the word gets out there. It's not always easy to do in a state that's sort of sparsely populated, if you will. So that was a big one. I think the other thing too is to making, we really worked hard with legislators, with businesses, with our partners, to try to come up with programs that made sense, but were also easy for the applicants, as well as easy for us to administer. So I think there were a lot of lessons there that we can take away, and not just for if we have to do this again for CARES Act, but if we have to, but as we look at our own programs, and how do we change those?
Again, with Josh Durrell, CEO of the Wyoming Business Council. Mr. Durrell, let's switch gears a little bit and talk more about the Energy Rebuild Program. This could potentially have a big impact, I think, on southwestern Wyoming, especially with things like the Naughton plant and coal mining and that kind of thing. Tell us about this Energy Rebuild Program and what it is.
Yeah, the Energy Rebound Program was really intended to help with you know what is obviously a major major industry in our state, or the major industry in our state. And the idea was to get a lot of oil and gas projects put, you know, really either finished or maybe do some recompletions and work on those drilled but uncompleted wells. They call them DUCs, and make sure that we're putting folks to work. So we think with this program, we'll put like 5,000 people to work. And we all know that those jobs are really, really primary jobs and support a lot of the towns and communities, what we call secondary jobs as well. And so for those folks that are in those areas where there is a lot of oil and gas, these can be a really big boom for them.
Well, and all the, I mean, that's a ton of jobs across the state of Wyoming. I mean, 5,000, you said?
That's right. That's right.
Wow.
Yeah.
So the impact.
There are I was going to say there are like 292 oil and gas projects that will be funded with this. So just a tremendous amount. And, you know, our hats go off to the oil and gas operators that were willing to step up and do this on a short timeline and put this to work.
Well, the impact is certainly there in the jobs, but of course, Wyoming is a state, of course, looking at a financial crisis as well. So the goal here is that this has long-term benefits, right? It's not, a lot of the CARES Act funding was, let's get you through the next few weeks and the next few months for these businesses, but this is something that is hopefully going to really help the state long-term.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's a nice little ancillary benefit, right? Of course, our first step is to help those operators that got shut down because of COVID and the drop in demand and the supply chain challenges there. But it is going to have a long-term impact. And of course, you know, anytime you can do that as well, I think that's a real bonus.
CEO Josh Durrell, Wyoming Business Council. Mr. Durrell, appreciate your time as always. Anything we missed that you wanted to mention this morning?
No, Duke, I just really appreciate it. And, you know, to those folks out there listening, we just appreciate your resilience and the fact that you've really kind of gritted this out, because it's definitely been a tough year for everybody.
It's all part of the Weekday Wake Up, and Josh Durrell, CEO of the Wyoming Business Council, on the SVI Radio Network.